Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The governor of California has reimposed a sweeping closure of public spaces in response to a sharp rise in coronavirus cases. Gavin Newsom said that all indoor activities at restaurants, bars, entertainment venues, zoos and museums would shut with immediate effect. Sophie Long reports.
After a sharp rise in the number of people being admitted to hospital over the past 2 weeks, California's Governor Gavin Newsom announced the largest statewide rollback of a reopening plan yet.
We are now effectively requiring all counties to close their indoor operations.
Cases continue to climb in metropolitan hubs like Los Angeles and the San Francisco Bay Area. Despite the Trump administration's efforts to get students back into classrooms, the doors of public schools in Los Angeles and San Diego, two of California's largest school districts, will also remain shut come the new autumn term. Other state governors could follow Gavin Newsom's lead as case numbers continue to surge in many of America's southern states.
The British government has made the wearing of face coverings compulsory in shops and supermarkets in England from next week. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said there was growing evidence that wearing a face covering in an enclosed space helps protect individuals and those around them. Jessica Parker has the details.
From Friday of next week in England, it will be compulsory to wear a face covering in shops or supermarkets. Failure to follow the rules under public health law could result in a fine of up to £100. Shop workers will be asked to encourage compliance, but enforcement, Downing Street says, will be carried out by the police. As with public transport in England, children under the age of 11 and people with certain disabilities will be exempt.
Two police officers in the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo are to face criminal charges after pictures were broadcast showing one of them stepping on the neck of a middle-aged black woman. The victim, the owner of a small bar, was then dragged in handcuffs across the pavement. Both officers have been dismissed. The authorities in California say they're confident that the body found on Lake Piru on Monday is the missing actress Naya Rivera. The sheriff of Ventura County said there was no indication of foul play or that she took her own life. Reagan Morris reports.
Authorities had been searching for Naya Rivera for 6 days after she failed to return the pontoon boat she rented with her 4-year-old son. The boy told Ventura County sheriffs that he and his mother had gone swimming in Lake Piru and that she had helped lift him back onto the boat. But then she disappeared under the water. After an extensive search, Rivera was found in an area of the lake where heavy brush and trees were found on the lake bed, and her death is believed to be a tragic accident. Rivera was a singer and actor, best known for playing Santana Lopez on the hit musical TV show Glee.
World News from the BBC.